Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with co-author Kathy Wasserman, who shared approach draws from more than 30 years as a career and leadership coach with significant influences from positive psychology. And Kathy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Of course, in this day and time, who wouldn't want to hear anything on the subject of positive psychology? So tell us, for starters, why is your book particularly important now, especially given COVID, and what are the unique opportunities and challenges it can help people with?
Yeah, I think, you know, COVID has really turned our world upside down and turned our work world upside down. And with all of the challenges it's presented, there's many opportunities, including to sort of remake the workplace and remake how individuals see the job search itself. It's really opened the door to job seekers having even more power and possibility in the search. The Great Resignation is underway. This sort of, you know, wave of individuals deciding to leave their jobs to live a more grounded, balanced life, balancing their personal life with their professional life. And so there's just a lot of possibility now to access and tap into one's unique value, find out what you're really good at, what you really want to do, and go for it. Find those organizations and individuals who you connect with most authentically and deeply and co-create and help build, you know, a better world. We really need that now.
Yes, we certainly do. And we have gone through so much over the last year and a half and more, and really appreciate your feedback in those regards. Now, what's the most important thing people get wrong about the job search?
Yeah, I think it is that they need to sell themselves and convince potential employers of their value. This approach tends to create a lot of anxiety in job seekers. It tends to be incredibly disempowering. The approach that Lauren Weinstein and I take in the book is really that it's about knowing yourself and sharing yourself. You know, what is the unique combination of your skills, background, ideas, working style that you have brought already to the work world and that you seek to bring now? So it's a matter of kind of getting to know yourself better and discerning how to share that succinctly, but with enough detail that readers of your resume and your application and people, you know, interviewing you really understand what it is you have contributed and what you can contribute, rather than trying to persuade them that you're the perfect person for the position or in some way perfect, but rather that you, with the full range of your strengths and also even your vulnerabilities, have an awful lot to offer, and you're seeking to discern in the process how and if you're the right fit for each other.
Now, that is some good information right there, and I'm sure you're having the listener wanting to hear more. Now, tell us, what are the main messages in your book, and why is this book different from other job search books in the space?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we really root the book in the emotional life of the job seeker and their mindset. We've both seen over the course of many years that the key to a successful search is really how you look at yourself, your search, and other people. So we detail how you can actually build a productive mindset and sort of set of ways of looking at yourself and the search, and really contact and grow your positive emotions as you go through the search, which, as most people know, can be trying. Even during the Great Resignation, it's vulnerable to be looking for a job. And it's good to maximize the positive emotions you have about yourself, what you have to offer, with, you know, in no way denying any difficult emotions you have. So we really address dealing with frustration, sadness, you know, even anger, which are all normal emotions to come up in a job search, and how you can utilize them to uncover truly what you need and want, and then craft a strategy that's very detailed and suited to your particular psyche, your particular circumstances, that actually gets you a great job.
That is certainly what the job seeker is looking for, and that is some good stuff right there. Today, we're joined by co-author Kathy Wasserman, whose shared approach draws from more than 30 years as a career and leadership coach with significant influences from positive psychology. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at mindset, why is mindset so important to the job search specifically, and why is it so important for job seekers to deal with their feelings and needs?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Well, we both found over the years that without addressing one's emotional life, you kind of can get stalled in the search itself, because whether we acknowledge our feelings or not, they're always operating, right? And they can direct us unconsciously towards either work that we don't really want, or organizations that might not be the right fit, or even keep us stuck in not knowing what we really want. So when we do good emotional hygiene, right, and we track what it is we really feel, what needs are sort of at the core of those feelings, we have this amazing roadmap with very clear coordinates of how to decide what jobs we want, what jobs we don't want, what kinds of people we want to work with, even, you know, how organizations are dealing with COVID. As you probably know, there's a great range of how the work world is addressing COVID. We want to know emotionally, what do you need to do your best work given what's happened with COVID? And what do you really need in all aspects of your work so that you can find the right individuals and organizations to dock and then share what you're meant to share and maximize your contribution?
Now, just a couple more questions before we wrap things up. Who do you hope to reach with this book, and what change or changes do you hope your book makes for job seekers and in the larger workplace?
Sure. In terms of who we hope to reach, we've actually written the book sort of industry agnostic, in the sense that it's meant for anyone who is looking to go down a self-awareness journey and really find the best work for them. It's not directed just at a particular phase of career, a particular sector, or position type. Lauren and I have worked cross-sectorally at all phases of career and position. And so we've culled our best wisdom from all that experience. So it's really meant, you know, for folks who are looking to know themselves and share themselves in an authentic and, you know, deep way with the world. I think in terms of the change we hope the book makes, we really hope that it empowers people and helps them to have a set of very concrete tools to deal with sort of the slings and arrows of the search. You know, again, even in the Great Resignation, there's still, you know, a lot of challenges of looking for a job. So really having very concrete tools, from rituals that you do in the morning and the evening to keep your search moving, ways to set up your job search tasks. And then I think on the larger level, we hope that the book serves as a catalyst and a spark for change, that in the workplace, employers and recruiters come to see that there's currently often a power differential when folks look for jobs. That's part of why many people think they need to sell themselves, when in actuality, it really needs to be very mutual, both parties, the job seeker and the potential employer, need to get to know each other and discern how they fit. And there's no shortcuts for that. So the book really provides lots of tools that the job seeker can use to get to know themselves and share with potential employers. And it's an invitation, we hope, to employers to do the same and to really ultimately find people who are the best fit for the positions needed. And, you know, we need people doing what they're good at these days more than ever, with everything our world is facing. So we hope ultimately it helps build a better world.
Well, it certainly is obvious this book is a big help for those job seekers out there, and it sounds like a must read, and we'll give you some details on where to pick that up. Lastly, in what fundamental ways would you like to see the job search and the workplace change or evolve?
Yeah, I mean, I think building off what I shared, we would love to see the recruitment process become more humane. Many people know currently they feel ghosted often by the process. They can send in an application and never hear back. They might even have an interview and never hear back. So we're hoping that the care that we're encouraging job seekers and employers take really sticks. We also hope that people come to understand that all the skills and tools and processes that we're recommending that they use in their job search are exactly what you need to succeed in the workplace. Because it's really all about self-leadership and how you know and share yourself. So when you've got that down and you have processes in place to really continue on that journey, then when you get to the workplace, as you supervise, manage folks, collaborate, our hope is that individuals share what they've built through their job search and really move the workplace towards a much more creative, collaborative, vibrant space.
Kathy, really appreciate your visit with us here today and for what you do. And if you would, tell us where listeners can connect with you, get more information on yourself, the book, and where can they best pick up the book?
Yes, thank you so much. So the book is available on Amazon and many other sites. We have a website called theempoweredjobsearch.com, and information about my own work, the book, my coaching, and writing that I do can be found at kathywithacwasserman.com.
And that sounds easy enough, and we'll include those links within the show notes, as we always do, to be of help to the listener. Again, Kathy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with co-author Kathy Wasserman, whose shared approach draws from more than 30 years as a career and leadership coach. And for all the details, visit either theempoweredjobsearch.com or kathywasserman.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.